non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for the Filipino American National News.
On a rainy Sunday morning,
and welcome to the Filipino American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. Tonight on the Filipino American National News, just a reminder to our listeners that it is Pledge Drive here at KFAI. And if you're looking to make a pledge towards the Filipino American National News, you can do so in one of two ways. You can do it via the phone lines at 612-375-9030, or you can also go to the KFAI website and search the donate portion of the website, and you can do so in that way. The Filipino American National News is the oldest running weekly Filipino American radio show in the entire United States. We've had various guests from various platforms, from not only the local community here in Minnesota, but also nationally and the Philippines. We've had the likes of Joe Coy on the show. We've been able to have a brief moment with Manny Pacquiao on the Filipino American National News. We've even had time to talk to Minnesota Viking Cam Bynum on the show as well, along with other great people as well. And just a reminder, listeners, once again, if you're looking to make a pledge towards the Filipino American National News. You can do so at 612-375-9030, or you can go to the KFAI website and search for donate, and you can pledge towards our show. I'd like to say thank you to Lucy Luxon, who has our first person that has pledged the Filipino American National News. Salamat. Thank you, Miss Luxon, for pledging our show this evening. An important part of the Filipino American National News is that of our Balita community announcements. In regards to our first community announcement, this will be taking place at the St. Jerome Catholic Church, a night of classic music with Clyde Ledamo, a multi-award Filipino concert pianist who continues to impress audiences around the world. And he will, as we said, will be performing at the St. Jerome Catholic Church, which is located at 380 Roslyn Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota, on Friday, April the 12th at 6:30 p.m. In regards to our next community announcement, we have the FMA's Seniors Free Seminar, Fraud Alert and My Next Chapter. This will be taking place on April the 13th from 11 to 3 p.m. at the Philippine Center in Maplewood, Minnesota. That is 1380 Frost Avenue. And once again, to our listeners, you are listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every Sunday here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM, online by searching the KFAI website and searching the Filipino American National News. In regards to another community event, the Consular Service Outreach will be back in Minnesota, and that will be taking place on April the 20th, which is a Saturday, from 8:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. And that event, too, will take place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota. Once again, that address is 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. This is an event where you, if you are looking to go get some of the consular services, they recommend that you do set up an appointment for these services, and you can do so by contacting June Nacionales at 763-234-0137. And that is it in regards to our community announcements as of the moment. This past Saturday, the Filipino American National News was in attendance at the recently completed Philippine Culture Night by the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. It was an event that was at about 3 hours that had everything from singers to PSA Modern, which is their dance troupe, and then they have a very brand new singing group or musical performance group within the PSA that performed last night. And then they had a headliner act, Marion Ross, who came from California to perform and will actually be playing one of her songs here on the Filipino American National News. And the artists that will be playing on the Filipino American National News this evening are artists that have performed at the Filipino Cultural Night, or, as it was previously known, the fashion show, which has been going on since 1994. But for right now, we're going to head over to our first song of the evening. It is from the headliner of the Philippine Cultural Night, which took place yesterday at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities Kauffman Memorial Union. And we're going to play her song entitled Violet. Mariana Ross with her song Violet. Once again, that was Marianne Ross with her track entitled Violet. She was the headline performer at last night's Philippine Cultural Night at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities. And right now, we're going to head over to our news desk with our story for this evening. And this comes from the news.usni.org. Six warships from four aircrafts from Australia, Japan, and Philippines, and the United States conducted a joint patrol in the South China Sea on Sunday following Chinese harassment of Philippine Navy resupply mission in the region. Officially dubbed Australia, Japan, Philippines, United States Maritime Cooperative Activity, these joint patrols began last November in response to the violent incidents between Manila and Beijing in the South China Sea, particularly around the Scarborough Shoal. China Coast Guard and Chinese maritime militia have blasted water cannons, conducting blocking maneuvers, deployed long-range acoustic devices, and rammed vessels in series of increasingly aggressive moves against the vessels, Philippine vessels. Last month, Philippine Navy sailors were injured by Chinese water cannons as a result of these attempts to block a resupply mission to the Sierra Madre on two separate encounters. Philippine President Ferdinand Marcos said they would be a response and a countermeasure package to counter the illegal aggressive and dangerous attacks by agents of the South of the China Coast Guard and the Chinese Maritime Militia. While not explicitly linked to be part of the response and countermeasure package, Manila originally pitched the idea of joint patrols with allies to show support and demonstrate deterrence against further China aggression in the South China Seas, officials said. I am confident that this collaboration will contribute to a more secure and stable environment for our people, Marco said in November regarding the first joint patrol with the U.S. in response to the Chinese harassment. Since then, with the incident ramping up in scale and intensity, Manila has invited more countries to join these efforts. Canada, France, and India have expressed their interest in being involved. Sunday's joint patrol not only marks the first combined multi-international patrol, but also the first Japanese vessel and aircraft participated. Tokyo and Manila have expanded their defense ties over the last year, most notable through trilateral exchange with the U.S. and provisions of naval radar to the Philippine Navy via Japan's new military aid program. According to the Financial Times, the Philippines, Japan, and the U.S. are expected to strengthen their security cooperation during this week's trilateral summit in Washington. Alongside the numbers of involved nations, the joint patrol also included more assets to date. Armed Forces of the Philippines spokesman Colonel Zeres Trinidad stated there were no untoward incidents during the joint patrol. Concurrently with the combined activities of Chinese Ministry of National Defense announced that Chinese forces in the South China Sea would conduct their own joint naval and air patrol. The Chinese statements further add that all military activities disrupting the South China Sea situation and creating buzzes are under control. In a joint statement released by defense officials from four nations, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin stated that the patrols underscore our shared commitment to ensure that all countries are free to fly and sail, operate wherever internationally laws allow. Similar sentiment were communicated by the Australian, Japanese, and Philippine counterparts with the Philippine Secretary of National Defense Gilberto Todoro, emphasizing that these actions show the enduring friendship and partnership among the peace-loving people of the Philippines, the United States, Australia, and Japan. And we did have one more community announcement. On April the 26th, at once again the Philippine Center of Minnesota, the PCM Coffee House Show will be taking place from 6 to 9 p.m. For more information, you can contact Lyra at 612-501-4254. And for our second song evening, we are going to play a song from the brother tandem of Valtar and Anthony Rojas, the Rojas brothers, singing their original song, The One. These two were able to once again be on the stage for the first time in, I believe, in over a decade as Voltaire is vacationing in the Philippines with his family and Anthony is now residing in the Philippines. But they were able to hit a stage for the first time in, I believe, over a decade in the Philippines recently. And here's their original song, The One. Say, 'cause you hurt me
now is just killing me inside. And I can't do much but pray that in time you will finally be alive. That I need you in my life, 'cause I can say that it's over now. I don't want you to stay, but you know I still care. So tell me why you say that it's over now, and I don't understand just why. And all that's said and done, baby, you still don't want.
Again, that was the Rojas Brothers with their original song, The One. And just a reminder to our listeners, you are listening to the Filipino American National News here on KFEI, and it is Pledge Drive here at KFEI, and you can make a pledge towards the Filipino American National News by one of two ways. You can go to the KFEI website and search the donation or donate tab. Or you can also do it via the phone lines at 612-375-9030. One of the new creative, innovative things that we are doing here on the Filipino American National News is we're going to try and tell more of the unique stories of the land of 10,000 lakes and the people of the Philippines, the people of the archipelago of the Philippines, and how those worlds combined. I think one of the stories that we are looking to develop in the near future is there's a recent influx of many teachers that are being hired in various school districts around Minnesota, one of which is District 917, which is serves many different schools in the Twin Cities area. And it would be really great to hear from the perspective of these teachers who are here for, I believe, a 3-year period teaching, some of which are with their family and some of them have left their family in the Philippines in order for better pay, potentially a better life here for that time being, and seeing if potentially after their visa is up, if they renew or they go back to the Philippines, and hearing why this is an important story, or why these school districts are hiring these teachers from the Philippines to take these jobs within these school districts. But that's a story that we hope during the course of the year that we tell with a series that we've created here on the Filipino American National News with the tagline of Minnesota's the land of 10,000 lakes, and the Philippines is the land of, I believe, 7,106 islands, and how those worlds blend together. In the past, we have had local first-time author, real estate agent Vera Ramirez-Jones on the show. We had Liana Rojas, the owner of Let's Roar, a business that is in Eden Prairie Center that also does some advocacy for victims of sexual assault in the military. But for right now, we are going to play our final song of the evening. It is from the artist Ruby Ibarra, and this is her track entitled Play Bill. Just a reminder, you are listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFEI 90.3 FM, Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFEI.org, non-commercial community powered radio. Stay tuned for sound effects.
Watch me make it rain. People don't know that I'm paid though. Watch me make it rain. I made that dollar from a peso. Watch me make it rain. 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 Hey!
Bounce!
Snakes don't want us. Each day we all play this game that they taught us. In God that we trust, but they praying on us. If she ate, then we scrape till we hate in both us. My mama's education on me is still from mechanic to McDonald's just to pay these bills. Trying to sell a soul just to make this deal, but the people are controlling and they hate me still. Trying to stay face, Venus with a brown face. Calling as a tongue will never like it, how my name tastes. Made across the ocean, mother, better make way. 7,000 miles, and they don't want us in the first. These days was a pay rate for a briefcase. Time saved, that's a death rate, and it's prepaid. Free wage, minimum pay, and no leeway. While they throwing us bait, just so we round face was a melee in my heyday. But wait, but you're melee in your grave. Wait, mayday, play the game straight, or you'll meet fake. Green face, how the ink taste when it bleed. Watch me make it rain. People don't know that I'm paid, though. Watch me make it rain. I made that dollar from a peso. Watch me make it rain. Watch me make it rain. Watch me make it rain. I trade that dollar from a peso. Watch me make it rain. Watch me make it rain. Hey. Kung hindi la unta ako makakuha, hinkwarta para ako makaginhawa. O bago ba trato haapon kung mabos nagpangin mistis. Ba't ako nitsura? Tutukita tatun panit basura. Paggamit na lahin busag na pintura. Baganang pelikula tatun kultura. Pagkita politika puro na buha. Oranhan yung landa naguan kwarta ginkuha. Baliga waray nakakita damon patay nga ng lulun na bata. Sekreto na may tinatay ako kontrata. Ay napagiana isara itbaba. Ikaunit bala hiran at pahala. Ay nakabaraka kung natitinawa. Hirain mo kung nakuhanin at mo kwarta. Ura ko timbis tumulong sila at nakakainis. Paano kumita ng pera bitbit? Ang hirap ng buhay nagkatiis. Palaging gipit wala bang hustisya sa ating bansa at lahat na lang puro peke. At eto grabe marunin din ako humante sa kurako na negosyante at matapos.
Watch me make it rain. People never know
that I'm paid though. Watch me make it rain. I made that dollar from a peso.
Watch me make it rain. Watch me make it rain.
What? Hey, hey, hey. I said now watch me make it rain. People never know my face though.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio.